Kako svobodno vi živite svoj spol?
V tej skupini ljudi ne vem veliko, nisem veliko z njimi v stiku.
Ali kdo sliši ta krik, ki para srce?
Juni na Erešu bo sprevržen.
Uvajanje teorije spola predstavlja napad na temeljne vrednote, ki so omogočile, da Slovenija sploh obstaja.
Kritičen.
Zaradi te, neomarksistične usmeritve, teh LGBT, pa ne vem, kva še vse variant, da pa se ljudi ne znajo slovensko dobro govoriti. Ne?
In poln kvira.
What do you think tap water is? It's a gay bomb, baby. They turned the friggin' frogs gay.
V medredakcijskem fokusu Ereš pokvirje bomo enkrat za vselej pokvirile ta radio.
To je izvor vsega zna.
Ne uđe.
Globalization, to a large extent, is actually removing responsibility from people within their own locality to take care of themselves.
We know that people do not know who rules or why and how they rule. And yet they know that there is a power that certainly rules.
We traveled 1,000 miles in an hour and a half. We have traveled through whole areas of existence which we have not necessarily gained. We will pop into a Hindu village, but we won't know a damn thing about that Hindu village.
If you push that all the way, you see, what it means is that we will increasingly tend to inhabit all of these areas in depth simultaneously.
Južna hemisfera. Poročamo o južni polobli.
Antipederski neokolonializem. Ugandski parlament je konec marca sprejel zakon, ki kriminalizira istospolno usmerjenost. Zakon je širom zahodne poloble sprožil negodovanje, k umiku zakona pa so Ugando pozvali tudi Združeni narodi. Zaradi drakonskega člena, ki je uvedel tudi obvezno prijavo sumov homoseksualnih dejanj policiji, je predsednik Joveri Museveni zakon poslal nazaj v parlament, saj bi po njegovem člen sprožil morebitne družbene konflikte. Zakon so poslanke in poslanci parlamenta z manjšimi spremembami naposled dokončno sprejeli v začetku maja. Pred dvema tednoma je zakon, ki uvaja tudi dosmrtno zaporno kazen zaradi homoseksualnih spolnih odnosov, predsednik Museveni podpisal. Preden se odpravimo na ljubljansko parado ponosa, pa v južni hemisferi razčlenimo novi ugandski zakon in njegove družbeno-politične razsežnosti. Najprej si poglejmo kolonialni mit, da je bila homoseksualnost v Afriki zmeraj odklonska in tuja kulturam afriške celine. Homoseksualnost je bila na območjih večine današnjih afriških držav vse do kolonizacije integralen del tamkajšnjih kultur. Ugandski odvetnik Andrew Karamagi, ki je leta 2014 pred uveljavitvijo novega zakona v Ugandi izpodbijal poskuse kriminalizacije homoseksualnosti, razloži, da je bila homoseksualnost v preteklosti tesno povezana z vrednostnimi sistemi vzhodnoafriških kultur.
There's a huge tradition that spans not just Uganda, but Greater East Africa is referred to, where the existence of sexual minorities, or as we call them today, or men who had sex with men, or relations, amorous relations with men, and women with women, was not something that was... it was not something that elicited the kind of attention that it elicits today or in the colonial time. And in fact, suffice to say, there were a number of references, respectful and hallowed references to such people, one of which was they were referred to as the guardians of the spiritual gates. They were considered to be spirit mediums of sorts. For kings, they were used for divine consultation. And so that certainly means or supports the conclusion that these people were never criminalized. even though their existence was in a comparatively lesser number.
Na območju današnje Ugande je kraljestvo Buganda konec 19. stoletja vladal odprto biseksualni kralj Umuanga II. Bugandski. To je eden redkih zgodovinskih dokazov, da je bila homoseksualnost v regiji del življenja elite. V predkolonialnih časih so obstajali tudi Mudoko Dako, moški, ki so prevzemali ženski družbeni spol in se poročali z drugimi moškimi. Leta 1894 je Uganda postala del britanskega imperija, prav imperialisti pa so leta 1950 uvedli prvi zakon, ki je homoseksualnost kriminaliziral z argumentom naravnega reda.
It was a recognized part of human sexuality. Certainly was not criminalized or stigmatized or looked down upon or frowned upon. And they existed side by side with the other people of other orientation. It is until advent of colonial rule that we had the criminalization of same-sex relations, and the earliest, at least on record that we have, is a statute called the Penal Code. The Penal Code is one of the oldest laws in the post-colonial African state, and that includes Uganda. So this Penal Code has a provision, I'm not mistaken, it's section 154, that creates a crime and calls it having sex against the order of nature. Any person who, being of the same sex, has sex with a person of a similar, of the same sex, commits the offense of unnatural sex or something of that sort. This was informed in part by British colonizers who found upon such behavior, or in another case, did not understand what it was about, and so they chose to criminalize it, as is the practice with people who do not understand something, and because they can't understand it, they simply choose to criminalize it and hope that it will be wished away by being criminalized.
Kolonialni zakon, ki jo veljavi še danes, vsebuje tudi predpise podobne tistim iz nedavno sprejetega zakona. Britanski imperij je v sredini prejšnjega stoletja s kriminalizacijo homoseksualnosti želel usiliti krščanske patriarhalne vrednote, da bi te nasilno izkoreninile vrednote afriških kultur, pojasni profesor sociologije Vasu Redi, nekdani dekan fakultete za humanistiko v Južnoafriški Pretoriji in aktivist za pravice spolnih manjšin.
We must remember that the British Empire carried Victorian-era laws into the countries they conquered and created. And this was a part of a very strict Victorian-era moral code. And this intensified since the 1860s and had a very similar intention to what is in practice today in Uganda, that the penal codes had a moral and a religious mission. And such codes were intended to protect Christians from corruption and to Christianize native custom. In fact, the Penal Code of 1950 is still in operation in Uganda today. That's inherited from the British system. And it talks about homosexuality as an unnatural offense and an indecent practice. The code criminalizes acts that is perceived to be against the natural order. And what is against the natural order? And that is that same-sex relations and sodomy are against the natural order. In other words, the penal code criminalizes behavior and identity.
Zgodovinskih dejavnikov, ki so in še oblikujejo družbeno dojemanje homoseksualnosti v Ugandi, je več. Že muslimanski in zlasti krščanski misionarji so v regiji popolnoma spremenili dojemanje spolnosti. Britanski imperialisti pa so iz kolektivnega spomina izbrisali dejstvo, da je bila homoseksualnost v vzhodni Afriki nekoč sprejeta.
Number one is Christianity and Islam, two Abrahamic religions that frown upon same-sex relations. And actually, I believe in the Quran and the Bible, there are passages that condemn such relations. Two, the labor, the exploitation of labor and the mistreatment of labor by colonial authorities that led to the rise of such actions that were seen as vices and not as virtuous. thereby leading to these negative perceptions about such practices. Number three, I would say, is the effect of the inheritance of, and that is the most prominent effect that we see now, the effect of the inheritance of British, or the laws of England, or the laws of the United Kingdom, their wholesale importation into Ugandan legal texts, and so that we framed our policy and legal framework as a mirror image of what the British had created for themselves. So you have laws criminalizing these acts, and because of the, which are passed on through oral tradition, some of this knowledge was lost, and the only reference point that Ugandans or Africans had was the law that existed. So it simply says, this is illegal, this is unlawful. So you have people growing up not knowing the history, and they simply take this as the truth. So perceptions change and are no longer looking like what they were before.
Kljub temu, da so zahodni kolonialisti v Afriki prvi uveljavljali zakone za kriminalizacijo homoseksualnosti, to samo danes v Afriki dojemajo kot proizvod zahodnih držav, v katerih so se začela gibanja za pravice spolnih manjšin. Novi ugandski zakon je bil tako sprejet z argumentom, da homoseksualna razmerja razkrajajo sodobni koncept afriške kulture. Toda ta je v veliki meri pogojen prav s kolonializmom.
Homosexuality is definitely conceived to be a Western import. It's Western, it's imposed, it's an alien imposition on the country. It corrupts the culture, and so on and so forth. It's pretty much in existence today. And I think that is pretty much also a legacy of colonialism. It's not just simply a Western import, but what it does is it corrupts African culture, and very importantly, it disrupts the family, it challenges patriarchy and procreation, and of course, homosexuals are perceived, wrongly in my view, to be the people who spread HIV, when we know that the vast majority of cases of HIV are often women, and then very importantly, we know, not just simply from academic literature, but reality, that men often who self-identify as heterosexual sometimes and often also enjoy sleeping with other men. And they might describe themselves to be heterosexual, but actually are bisexual in practice, even if they remain in marriages. So in other words, there is a perception that homosexuals actively also recruit other people to become homosexual, which is absurd.
Yeah. The sequevera.
Usiljena nezdružljivost afriškosti in homoseksualnosti je v Ugandi v zadnjih desetletjih doprinesla k seriji homofobnih napadov. Ugandski tabloid Rolling Stone, ne gre za znamenito ameriško revijo, je tako leta 2010 objavil seznam 100 ugandskih istospolno usmerjenih posameznic in posameznikov ter odkrito spodbujal k njihovi usmrtitvi. Leta 2011 je bil zaradi razrasta homofobije brutalno umorjen prvi ugandski aktivist za pravice spolnih manjšin David Keito.
Much violence and hatred is publicly displayed towards LGBTQ people. In fact, in recent years, there's been an increase in attacks by the state, individuals, and mobs that the state sanctions towards LGBTQ people. And these attacks, I think, are deliberate, they're calculated, and they show a sustained crackdown by the state. I mean, if we look at examples going back in time, the death of David Keito, who was an outspoken gay rights activist, who was an advocacy officer for sexual minorities in Uganda, and I think it was in 2011, he was bludgeoned, murdered, in fact, is the word, following a newspaper, and that was the Rolling Stone newspaper. That newspaper exposed LGBT people on its front pages in October 2010. 10 with a headline which was titled 100 Pictures of Uganda's Top Homos Leak. Many activists and people who self-identify as LGBTQ have subsequently fled the country as a result of fear and, of course, their own safety. So in a way, the homophobic media has been kind of supported in a country such as Uganda and has played a role in excluding people and even, you know, leading to their deaths, as in the case of David Kato.
Razrast homofobije in javno spodbujanje nasilja proti spolnim manjšinam je kot dejavnik politične mobilizacije prepoznala tudi ugandska politika. Leta 2014 je ugandski parlament prvič sprejel zakon, ki kriminalizira homoseksualnost, ampak ga je ugandsko ustavno sodišče ob pravnem posredovanju sogovornika Androva Karamagija naposled razveljavilo. Ne zaradi njegove vsebine, ampak zaradi tega, ker v parlamentu za zakon ni glasovalo dovolj poslancev in ni bil izpolnjen kvorum.
Occasionally there would be an arrest of someone who has been alleged to be a homosexual. And so you have MPs who recognize that this is a politically lucrative issue. So they jump onto the bandwagon and start saying we need to pass a law. It wasn't until 2014 that all these discussions, debates on TV, some of which I attended, and radio and whatnot, culminated into the drafting of the first such text, which was passed in 2014, thanks to the public interest litigation case, which I took part in as a researcher, that was lodged. We managed to get the law thrown out. However, it's important to note that the law was not thrown out on its demerits. The court threw it out on technicalities, because it was passed without quorum. So the court, once we proved that there was no quorum in parliament, which is an essential requirement, the court did not have to delve into the merits or lack thereof of the law in itself, the substance of the law. It simply had to throw it out.
Lani avgusta je ugandska politika zopet prepoznala volilni potencial kazenskega pregona homoseksualnosti. Ugandska vlada je nevladni organizaciji Sexual Minorities Uganda oziroma SMUG, vodilni ugandski organizaciji, ki se je zauzemala za pravice spolnih manjšin, ukazala, da se mora sama ukiniti. Vlada je to storila z očitki o neustrezni registraciji pri Nacionalnem biroju za nevladne organizacije. Pregon te nevladne organizacije je bil povod za drugo križarsko ekspedicijo, saj se je istočasno začela državna kampanja proti homoseksualnosti, razloži regionalni raziskovalec pri vzhodnoafriški izpostavi organizacije Amnesty International, Roland Ebole.
Until very recently, when the state locked out or shut down a few organizations that support, you know, LGBTI communities, and this includes the Sexual Minorities Uganda. And at that point, together with support from Pentecostals that are foreign, decided that they were going to go on a campaign against this organization, saying that they have been promoting homosexuality, including by recruiting young people and giving them money, giving them funding, paying allowances for them, paying them luxurious house living in Uganda. And to a great extent, they even brought some few people to actually speak on media, going around in various, religious Christian media outlets, TV, speaking about how they were, they were actually recruited into homosexuality, but they were now transformed because of getting into salvation and getting into church and all that. So we see that whatever is happening right now has been something that has been incited lately, especially by the state and the Pentecostal churches.
Kampanja je nato prerasla v parlamentarni postopek oblikovanja novega zakona, ki ga je ugandski parlament sprejel letošnjega marca. Zakon med drugim predvideva dosmrtno zaporno kazen za homoseksualne spolne odnose, 20 let zaporne kazni za spodbujanje homoseksualnosti, opleta pa tudi s pojmom poskusa homoseksualnega dejanja. Andrew Karamangi pojasni, da je zakon namensko tako nejasen in omogoča različne interpretacije.
So this new law is not very different in terms of the extremities that it hands down in terms of punishments or penalties for those who engage in same-sex relations. It resurrects a number of the provisions that were contained in previous in the first edition of the law. Let me give you a summary. If you are convicted, for example, of what is called aggravated homosexuality is where you have same-sex relations with a child or an elderly person, or you infect them with a disease, notwithstanding the fact that we already have laws that take care of pedophilia and rape and defilement and so on, this one criminalizes that act of aggravated homosexuality with the penalty of death. If you commit the offense of homosexuality, you are liable to 20 years in prison. If you promote homosexuality, which is also not clear, because this discussion I'm having with you can be deemed as homosexual relation, as promoting homosexuality, because I am here saying that the law offends the rights of sexual minorities. So I could very well be, you know, committing the offense. So that one comes with a penalty of 20 years upon conviction. If you recruit children into homosexuality, 20 years as well. If you commit, now this is one of the most ludicrous, if you commit an attempted act of aggravated homosexuality, clearly you can see how vague, broad, and deliberately open to misinterpretation this law is. You are liable for attempted aggravated homosexuality to 14 years. Then there is also another category of being convicted of attempted homosexuality. What is an attempt? Which is one of the questions we're raising. If I hug a fellow man, if a man holds me in the waist, or if we hold hands and walk, or if we're playing football and I score a goal, and I'm so happy that I peck my teammate on the cheek for scoring a goal, or on the... Is that attempted homosexuality? When is it attempted and when is it not?
Zakon omogoča tudi zaporne kazni za najemodajalce, pri katerih stanujejo istospolno usmerjene osebe. Po zakonu namreč lahko najemodajalce zaradi tega obtožijo promoviranja homoseksualnosti. Finančne kazni in odvzem licence pa grozijo medijskim hišam, ki naklonjeno poročajo o spolnih manjšinah.
This is outrageous. If you own, say, a hotel, a lodge, a house for rent and so on, and you have lodgers or tenants or guests who engage in homosexuality, you are liable for promotion of owning premises that have been used for homosexuality, and you are liable for 10 years. If a child is found guilty of homosexuality, there's a penalty as well. Media houses that publish materials that promote homosexuality, you are fined 1 billion shillings, 1 billion Uganda shillings. This is about, for your benefit, this is in the region of $250,000. That's what you'll be fined as a media house that publishes materials promoting homosexuality. So if your radio station was operating in Uganda, you'd be looking at a penalty of 1 billion Uganda shillings, which is the equivalent of about $250,000. And your broadcasting license would be revoked for a period of 10 years. That's the essence of this law. That's what it essentially legislates to put in place.
Iz Ugande je že zbežala velika večina aktivistov in razkritih istospolno usmerjenih oseb. Mnogi so izgubili tudi dom, saj so jih najemodajalci zaradi strahu pred zaporno kaznijo odpovedali najemne pogodbe. Zakon tako povzroča hitro rast brezdomstva med pripadniki in pripadnicami ugandskih spolnih manjšin.
Right now we already are hearing, you know, people who are already fleeing the country because of fear of the law. We know people who have already received, you know, notices to vacate their rented homes or premises for business because, you know, the landlords are afraid of renting out their premises to LGBTI persons because the law, you know, requires them to really report or not to, you know, promote, you know, such conduct. So they still do not know how to act. So the best they have actually done because of fear and panic is to give them notices. So we are seeing beyond just, you know, what the law could do, other social impacts whereby, you know, we're already seeing, you know, people subjecting LGBTI community members into such kind of violations and abuses, such as kicking them out of their homes and all that.
Za sprejetje zakona je odgovoren ugandski parlament na čelu s predsednikom, ki je zakon podpisal, toda znaten vpliv na začetek najnovejšega vala institucionalne homofobije v Ugandi imajo novodobniška krščanska gibanja, ki izvirajo iz Združenih držav Amerike, pojasni Vas Uredi.
There is huge evidence in Uganda that American evangelical churches are deeply influential in the resources they provide for active campaigns. They work in cahoots with politicians and church leaders to combat and weaken any movement towards LGBTQ equality. They believe the homosexual agenda is a threat to the family, the nation, and their faith. And very importantly, you know, American evangelicals have played a critical role in rallies and workshops in Uganda. Going back in time, they paint a picture of LGBTQ people as pedophiles and threats to African children. What do? They, in fact, suggest they promote conversion therapy. In other words, how to turn gay people to becoming straight people. They spread conspiracies about the fact that all gay men sodomize teenage boys. They also say that the gay movement is an evil institution that destroys what should be a marriage-based society, and that's what they want. And their influence, I believe, is very, very visible and palpable in the anti-gay legislation in Uganda.
Največja religijska institucija, ki je sodelovala pri homofobni kampanji in v veliki meri pripomogla k sprejetju drakonskega zakona, je evangeličanska pentakostalistična oziroma binkošna cerkev. Gre za cerkev, ki izvaja obrede, na katerih sodeluje več tisoč ljudi, verujoče panovači z obljubo finančnih ugodnosti.
The evangelical church is a what I would call a new age religion. It is a sect amongst the broader Christian church, comprising people who have broken off from traditional Roman Catholicism, one, or those who have broken away from traditional Protestant Anglicanism, or those who were previously Orthodox and are no longer practicing Orthodox people and now belong to this New Age group called of evangelicals, who are also referred to as born agains, the born again faith. They believe they have certain, they don't differ much from the mainstream Christians, except that they are more animated when it comes to the songs that they sing, services, the belief in things like speaking in tongues.
Nekatere poslanke in poslanci, ki so glasovali za sprejetje zakona, so neposredno povezani s pentakostalistično cerkvijo, ki ima zaledje v ZDA. Po mnenju Vasoja Redija gre v primeru zakona za novo obliko kolonializma, ki razkraja bantujske vrednote kolektivizma.
The law that we have seen recently enacted by parliamentarians in Uganda has also been shaped not just simply by parliamentarians, but also by religious leaders, many who participated in the workshops run by evangelicals. I believe that these forces are also ultimately attempting to, in my view, colonize African values. They operate under the auspices of evangelical charities. In other words, they support schools, orphanages, universities. And what they're doing, in fact, is driving an agenda to exercise power, control, and influence over African people. I think what is emerging, frankly, with foreign influence is another form of colonialism. And in fact, what I would describe this to be is the idea that they colonize African values and weaken the African value of what we know in Africa, recognizing that Africa is quite diverse. It's not a country. It's a continent of many countries. The value of Ubuntu, it recognizes a common humanity that says, I am because we are. In other words, it's an expression of a common humanity towards others. And I think this foreign pressure is actually devaluing our humanity.
Pri sodelovanju ugandske politike in pentakostalistične cerkve, ki zaradi strategije novačanja sledi vedno večje število ljudi, ne gre izključno za homofobijo, temveč imata od sodelovanja obe strani finančno in politično korist. Na ta način vladajoča struktura utrjuje svojo volilno bazo, saj večina ljudi nima dostopa do informacij, ki bi predstavljali alternativo vladnemu diskurzu o homoseksualnosti. Ugandski predsednik Joveri Museveni pa lahko z zakonom, ki so ga obsodile zahodne države, pogojuje vojaške usluge ugandske vojske na območjih konfliktov v Afriki.
So whatever General Museveni says, I mean, if you're a peasant living in, you know, in some rural location, you have no access to newspapers, you certainly don't have a university or basic education. Your only contact with the outside world is the church or the mosque, your bearings of cultural practices. Certainly Museveni says this is an invasion by the West. It will be taken as gospel truth. I'm certain that Museveni does not care about homosexuality, only to the extent that he can use it to whip up these sentiments. And also, in lambasting the West, General Museveni is able to present a bait and switch. He knows how to manipulate the West so that when he blasts them for interfering in Ugandan affairs or African sovereignty and independence and all that trash, he then puts the West into a corner where he can elicit certain concessions from them. As I've pointed out, he will then say, okay, I'm going to withdraw my troops from Somalia. Why are we having this cooperation, you know, or the DRC, the Congo? So it's a bargaining chip that he has mastered to use very effectively when it comes to the West. So it serves him both for foreign audiences and for local constituencies.
V Ugandi je ob reki Nil v preteklih letih potekal največji festival elektronske glasbe v Afriki, Njege Njege, ki ga je lani obiskala tudi sodelovka radija študent Urška Savič. Komade založbe Njege Njege poslušate tudi v podlagah današnje južne hemisfere. Oblasti so se na vse pretege trudile festival ukiniti, saj naj bi bil povezan s homoseksualnostjo, češ da festival spodbuja moralno izprijenost. Tudi ugandska prestolnica Kampala je znana po močni in prepoznavni podtalni sceni elektronske glasbe, ki še zdaleč ni omejena na heteroseksualno publiko in spodbuja spolno svobodo. Veliko število mladih se je v zadnjih desetletjih, ko se je scena razbohotila, tako seznanilo z raznimi spolnimi usmerjenostmi in identitetami. Zato lahko sprejeti zakon razumemo tudi kot preventivni ukrep, ki bi ugandsko mladino vkoval v patriarhalne okove. Kar 60% prebivalstva Ugande je mlajšega od 15 let.
Being a culturally and religiously conservative society that Uganda largely is, you can see why we would have people portraying Njege Njege as a place for homosexual, you know, as a homosexual enterprise. Which is not entirely the case. It's merely a party scene. Uganda is a massive, you know, party capital, sexually liberated and adventurous. And regardless of what the politicians, religious leaders, or other leaders attempt to portray Uganda as, they will not get anywhere because the reality on the ground is that you have a population of 45 million 60% of that 45 million are children under the age of 15. You can't impose outdated conservative principles on a population that is that young and fertile to the level of 7 children per woman in terms of fertility rate for the country.
Na ta paradni dan moramo našim soborcem in soborkam v Ugandi izreči podporo in solidarnost. V društvu Škuc so ministrstvo za zunanje zadeve že pozvali k obsodbi ugandske zakonodaje in k temu, naj Slovenija odreče gostoljubje ugandskim politikom, ki so zakonodajo podprli. Ampak na ključni del obsodbe so pozabili. Skrajna homofobija v Ugandi se ni rodila v ustih ugandskih politikov, ki so z glasom za mnoge pahnili v pogubo. Homofobijo so v Afriko naselili kolonialisti, v primeru Ugande, Britanci. To križarsko dejanje ponovno izvajajo novodobniška evangeličanska gibanja iz Združenih držav Amerike. Tako Britanci kot evangeličanski križari so se okoristili na račun lokalnega prebivalstva, spolne manjšine pa so vzeli za talke, kar jim omogoča, da se še naprej okoriščajo. Ker nismo preganjeni in preganjene, lahko ukinemo vsakršno parado ponosa in zažgemo vse mavrične zastave, če boja proti neokolonialnim praksam ne zmoremo vključiti v lasten boj. Južno hemisfero je pripravil Matija, pomagal je Weigl.